Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
A handwritten letter by Justina Pelletier to her mom and dad and her sisters has recently come to light. I've had a chance to see this letter, and it is something that tears at your heartstrings. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this case. Matt, of course, the Justina Pelletier is a case involving the 15-year-old girl who's still separated from her mom and dad and her three older sisters and her grandmother because of the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families intervening and wanting to force the family to go down a path of Boston Children's Hospital psychiatric treatment, as opposed to the path of the experts that were treating her and doing pretty well, frankly, at Tufts Medical Center. And this is no reason for the state to intercede and take a child away, and we're working very diligently to get her back. But what I have seen, and now it's come to light publicly, is a card that Justina wrote to her mom and dad and to her family. And it has different things on the card, like in crayons, words, and so forth. But in that card is also sort of a secret compartment. And behind that compartment is a couple of notes from Justina. They are handwritten with a pencil. It's her writing. And this was a word of information that she wanted to get to her parents. Obviously, if DCF had seen that, they would not have allowed it to go home to mom and dad. But this is a shocking message about what's happening behind the scenes with Justina Pelletier.
Matt, this case just gets more and more surreal, more and more heartbreaking. It's like a person in captivity in a gulag slipping a note to their family, letting them know of the torture that they're undergoing. And this isn't hyperbole. Here's what she wrote. They hurt me all the time, push me all the time and more, Justina wrote in this secret note to her parents that she was able to slip to her parents. It also says, quote, they do not let me sleep very much. Wasn't able to get much on there, but what she was is simply in keeping with what the evidence reveals, that Justina's condition has deteriorated horribly to where she is seriously in danger for her life now and at the hands of DCF. And this is bad, bad, bad.
And she also writes in there, hurry. She's asking her mom and dad to hurry to get her home. Recently, on the Huckabee Show, we also revealed a video. You know, the family's not allowed to take in cell phones. They don't allow them to take photographs of Justina. The only possible justification you could imagine for that is they don't want the public to see Justina's deteriorated physical condition. Otherwise, why would you want to prevent the family from having the opportunity to photograph their daughter? Well, in this one most recent visit, they did do a short cell phone video of Justina, and she said that she wants to go home now. This is a girl who wants to be home, needs to be home. She says, hurry to her mom and dad in a written note. Now, this particular note, I've actually seen it, and there were actually a couple of different strips of paper that were folded up in that note, and it's Justina's handwriting with pencil. So she took off paper. She didn't have any paper to write with, so she ripped off some paper. You can see it's ripped off from something else, and it's stuck in there, and she writes these notes to her mom and dad. It's almost like what you're – remember this scenario one time where you had this prisoner of war, and while he is being interviewed by his captors and they're forcing him to say something, he's blinking the code, the SOS code, with his eyelashes. And so when they finally, he's speaking, you know, against the United States or whatever it was that they were forcing him to do, but at the same time, he's blinking the SOS code with his eyelashes, and the people recognized him doing that and that he needed help and that he was being tortured. This is a situation that really harkens back to that. And here, this is the United States of America, Matt. This is a family that is loving, that have three older daughters, and Justina's the youngest, that are doing the right thing, that you would want families to do, to care for their children. And in the process of doing so, a routine trip to the ER that you would think where you'd get treated, get out, get back home, 14 months later, they still don't have their daughter back.
Matt, you know, Scripture talks about, you know, that your sins will find you out. Your sins will be revealed. How far is DCF willing to go to cover their tracks and to cover the gross abuses that have taken place of Justina in this? I mean, some of them are just right out on the forefront. We know she hasn't been educated in 2 years. We know she was denied clergy. We know that she's been denied life-saving medical care, and that they're being condition is being treated as some kind of psychological disorder as her body wastes away, her hair falls out, her, you know, just the medical problems pile up. How far are they willing to go to cover their tracks, to cover this? So far, they're not relenting one bit as Justina's life literally is in danger. And, you know, they need to be DCF. Every single individual involved in this needs to be civilly and criminally held liable once all the dust clears. But for now, here's evidence, more evidence from the source itself, from Justina, talking about her mistreatment, and she had to do it in the form of a note slipped to her parents because great pains have been taken to keep her silent, to keep the parents silent, and to keep any of this information from getting out.
And, you know, the amazing thing is that they haven't given her very much medical care. They took this route that it is all psychological. The doctor who did that is a psychologist who wrote an article with another person and took the position that one out of every two, or up to 50% of children that present with physical complaints, have nothing wrong with them physically, so you ought to treat them mentally, take them away from their physical doctors, put them into a psychological treatment. So that was the a priori. I mean, can you imagine? One out of every two kids that have a physical complaint, you need to give them to the psychologist to treat. It's all in their head. And so that's her a priori. That's her presupposition. And so that's when they decided to tell the family, this is the direction we're going. And when the family said they wanted to check her out, DCF was called in. DCF rubber stamped it. And then the judge didn't do his job. He just kicked the can down the road. And never still to this day has he issued a detailed written statement of facts to justify DCF's involvement. When you take a child from a home, there better be real evidence of abuse or severe neglect. You know, you're chaining them up. You're not allowing them to eat or go to school. And they're being chained in their room on the floor in a very uncomfortable, you know, scenario. You're beating them. You're physically or sexually beating them. Those allegations need to be set forth. There are no such allegations in this case because none of that ever happened. This is a family who was just trying to give the best medical care to their daughter, and 14 months later still have lost custody of her.
This is tyrannical government run amok. This is not the United States of America. When a government agency like this is allowed to continue to get away with this kind of abuse of a child, this is child abuse that they're engaging in. And talk about the parental rights abuse. This is chilling. This does not even, it's not even recognizable as America. But Matt, this is in keeping with what we're finding out about the Massachusetts DCF. Their sins are being found out. They've already lost. They literally have lost, what is it, over
134 children.
They've lost 134
very
children.
Prominent
no one knows where they are.
Story that was uncovered by the Boston Globe and others, and that is a 5-year-old boy was placed in a foster home, and they didn't come and visit him. And that was about a year and a half, 2 years ago. He was taken from their family, and now they don't know where he is. He disappeared from the foster home. Foster people say, kids, you know, the DCF says, we don't know where he is. This kid could be, who knows? It could have been used for sex trafficking, could have been killed. Somebody could have thrown him in the dumpster because DCF stuck this 5-year-old in a home and didn't go and visit, and now he's gone. And he's one of the 134.
He was in their care, their custody.
He was under, they took him and put him, and they lost him, and he's one of 134. So this is the kind of group that you want to have care for Justina? I don't think so. So continue to pray for Justina and the Pelletier family, and pray for our Liberty Counsel legal team as we're continuing to push this forward to get Justina back home and get her medical care, get her back into school, get her back into church, and get her back into the care and loving home of mom and dad and the sisters. You can go to stopdcfnow.com. That's Liberty Counsel's special website, stopdcfnow.com. Stopdcfnow.com for more information. You can also contribute online there or at lc.org to support this case. And you can go to libertycounsel.com to sign the Get Well card. That's libertycounsel.com.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.